thundering explosion rumbled in the distance, followed by an orange bloom of light filling the southern sky. Giles pointed. Maybe something to do with that. I didn't know the writing had moved this far from Washington. The lieutenant shook off the comment. Ready a squad. If they aren't here, we'll just have to move to them. Sir, are you sure about that? If our orders were to rendezvous here, I think we should wait. Count off the 10 minutes. If they miss the pickup, so be it. Your advice is noted, Sergeant. Now ready me a team. I want to check out that building. Howard barked. Giles pursed his lips and nodded. Roger that, sir. He turned away and pointed to Weaver, then spotted motion at the top of the perimeter and stopped.
Sergeant Giles, I got somebody in the lobby, a private shouted.
He spun forward, searching the glassed-in entrance of the distant building. He could see a figure in a dark blue coat pacing the lobby floor. The man was frantic, making jerky motions, his arms flailing wildly. Giles felt the hairs on the back of his neck begin to stiffen. His senses switched to alert as adrenaline filled his system. He knew something was wrong. Howard stepped ahead, squinting, his eyes focused on the man in the lobby.
Well, it's about time. I'm going to have to talk with them and see what's going on. Have the men ready to depart.
Giles held up an arm, blocking him. Hold on, Doctor. Something isn't right. The young man turned back, looking him in the eye, then leaned in close so that the others could not hear.
I'm not sure what's going on with you this morning. I was told you were squared away.
First the ammo, and now this?
Sergeant, you need to get in line with your orders before you are replaced.
The veteran sergeant clenched his jaw and forced a smile before taking a step back.
Yes, sir. But
suddenly, their conversation was broken as the mysterious man shifted position and noticed them. The man stepped forward abruptly and lunged at the lobby doors, its body slamming against them repeatedly.
Sir, that right there isn't normal, Giles said.
Howard shook his head, edging past the sergeant. Giles looked to Weaver and waved him forward to join them. Together, they fell in behind the Fed, naturally spacing themselves out to subconsciously guard the man as they approached the lobby. Howard moved quickly up the cement path, only slowing when he heard the muffled echo of screaming snarls from behind the secured shatterproof doors. As they closed in, Giles could see the man that was dressed in a state police officer's uniform. His hair and face were coated in dark red blood, much of it smearing across the glass doors as the man feverishly pounded against them.
We need a medic up here,
Howard shouted over his shoulder.
The infection can't be here. Not this fast.